Okay, so let's do this. At 6:21. The story so far on Trapped in the Closet, the hip hopera. Oh, my chair. Ow. I'm just getting comfy. All good. So it all started with R. Kelly waking up in someone else's bed. But his wife wasn't there, because it wasn't their bed. It was a lady he met at a club. Then her husband comes home. R hides in the wardrobe, gets found, and it turns out the woman's husband is a vicar. And he's having an affair as well with a bloke called Chuck. Then things got really complicated. And R. Kelly's wife was having it away with a policeman called James. The policeman's wife was having it away with someone called Big Man. Turns out everyone knows each other. And the woman who R. Kelly had it away with is someone his wife knows.
It's never good.
It's been a long journey, people. Including Rosie, the nosy neighbour with a step bachelor in her hand.
Spatula.
Ooh. And then Tron, who's just got out of prison. And Big Man hiding in the cupboard under the sink. And a cherry pie. And someone soiling themselves. And now we reach what is going to be on this show the final part of Trapped in the Closet. I'm sorry, but it's got to happen. Are you ready for part 12? Weekday evenings after six might not ever be the same again. Drum roll, please.
Now let's jump back to Kathy's house. They're getting up off the floor. Then Rufus says, Chuck, are you okay? Then Kathy closes the door.
So we're now returning to the scene of the crime where R. Kelly woke up earlier this morning before all this nonsense happened. So here, Kathy is still shocked to find out her husband, the vicar, is having an affair with Chuck.
They're talking loud while the phone's ringing, steady ringing, but no one answers. It just ignores.
Rufus scream, I said, calm down. You're both acting like damn fools. A wife, pastor, and a deacon. Now how would that look in the news?
A wife, a pastor, and a deacon?
Mm.
Who's the deacon then?
Must be Chuck.
I think Chuck might be a deacon.
Yeah. Is that better than a vicar or not?
I'm not sure, Becky, actually, in the pecking order.
I don't
order.
Mean better, I mean like higher up
is that
in the
better?
Church. I don't mean like who's got the most street cred.
I
mean,
don't
like...
know. So Chuck must be the deacon.
Yeah.
I do like their ringtone.
They're talking loud while the phone's ringing, steady ringing, but no one answers. It just ignores it.
I'd quite like that myself.
Is it just... Yeah. Off.
I would have that as my ringtone. I'd like to. Maybe we could put it on the website and people could download it.
Okay, well, just leave some space now and you can do it. Go on.
Oh, should I stop? Anyway.
Kathy says, a wife and a pastor looks good on the news. Then looks at Chuck and says, but a pastor and a deacon, Rufus, you don't want me to answer you.
Right now, I don't think she approves. I don't necessarily think it's a homosexuality thing here. I just think it's just because it's her husband.
Yeah.
More.
And then Chuck yells, who do you think you are? I've got a right to love whoever I please.
Yeah, true, technically, but you are married to her, actually, if you've forgotten that.
And then Kathy and Chuck won't stop staring at each other. Kathy snurves her nose up at him. Chuck rolls his eyes at her. And then the phone rings again. But this time Kathy walks over and answers it. Says hello, Long's residence.
Have they got a different ringtone now?
Or maybe they rang the mobile to start with and then thought they might be at home, or the other way around.
Maybe they've got, like, different ringtones for different people or something.
Do you answer your phone, Mills Residence?
Mills Residence?
No. So I quite like that. After you've got your ringtone of... You should then answer, hello, Mills Residence.
But who's going to be on the phone? Who do you think it is? Who's going to be on the phone?
I think Rosie the Nosy.
Will she have a spatula in her hand while she's on the phone?
Well, no, you can't dial and on the phone and have a spatula, can you? Well, actually, yes, technically, you can.
You can, actually. Yeah, I've never tried it, but you can. Who is it on the phone?
Kathy, this is Gwendolyn. Can you talk? Kathy says, I'm in the middle of something that...
Oh, okay, so this is Gwendolyn, R. Kelly's wife. So Kathy has slept with R. Kelly, and now her friend, R. Kelly's wife is calling. Ooh. Awkward.
Kathy, this is Gwendolyn. Can you talk? Kathy says, I'm in the middle of something, not now. Gwendolyn says, girl, this can't wait. Please get somewhere quick to yourself right now. Then Kathy says, hurry up, I'm listening, shoot. Gwen says, okay, I'll make it quick, girl. Remember the policeman you introduced me to? She says, yeah, what about him?
What about him? So Kathy's introduced Gwendolyn to the policeman that she's having an affair with.
Ooh.
I know. Weird.
Chuck looks at Rufus and says, what the hell? He says, I don't know. She says, damn it, I'm on the phone. She says, go ahead, Gwen. Gwen says, well, it all started at this club that I was at last night. Mm-hmm. Girl, me and Jane sitting in back in VIP, everything was so right.
How did they get in VIP?
Well, I don't know, just...
Is she kind of like some minor celebrity or something?
No, anyone can get in VIP.
How?
Well, you just have to, like, say the right things.
In Pages?
Yeah. Sometimes VIP is only like a little roped off section you can just jump over.
Oh, okay, cool. I was just wondering how she got in there. That was all.
Go on. Well, me and Jane sitting there laughing and drinking. Next thing you know, here comes Sylvester up in there with some old crusty wig wearing.
Right, so.
Some old crusty wig wearing.
Sylvester, that's R. Kelly, gets to the club with a crusty wig wearing.
Old and crusty.
Old, crusty.
Kathy looks at the wig on the floor. She says, girl, what's the name of that club? Queen say Page. She flops down on the bed like, what the...
Hell. Oh, heck. Yeah. So it's her she's talking about.
Yeah, must be.
With the wig.
Yeah, unless it's Chuck or Rufus. I don't think that. No, although, actually, to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised.
That would be good.
That would, you know.
That would, yeah. Next.
Then Kathy says, Gwendolyn. Gwendolyn says, girl, I'm not finished. Then she starts telling her about the policeman's wife, Bridget, who was getting down with this midget. Then Kathy says, Gwendolyn, girl, listen. But Gwendolyn's going on and on. Steady trying to get her attention, but Gwen's steady going on and on and on.
On and on.
So R's wife is having it off with the policeman.
Yeah.
And the one who R was having it off, like, R is having it off with Gwen's best friend.
Yes. Shocking. Oh,
I don't think everyone in this thing has such double standards.
It's absolutely.
Like, how dare you? But I'm all right.
I know.
Then Rufus screamed, Kathy, are we going to finish this conversation or what? Then Kathy says, Rufus, I'm on the phone.
Oh, I'm on the phone. She keeps saying that. I'm on the phone.
It's obvious, isn't it?
On the phone. You heard the phone. It went... It's not, hard to miss. You ready for the last bit?
The big reveal.
Are you ready?
Please let it be Rufus or Chuck.
Oh, please.
And Kathy says, Gwendolyn, shut up, girl, down. Just listen to me. You know that crusty wig when you was talking about. Gwen says, uh-huh. Kathy says, well. Gwen says, well, what? Kathy says, girl. Gwen says, Kathy. Kathy says, Gwen, I'm sorry, girl. But that was me.
Oh, no. It was her.
It was.
With the crusty wig. Incredible.
So now everyone else, why didn't they just have some sort of amnesty? Because it seems like everyone's happy with the person that they're not meant to be with. And Everyone's got someone, haven't they?
Yeah.
Rufus has got Chuck.
Yeah.
R's got the one he woke up in the bed with.
Yeah.
R's wife has got the policeman. And Big Man and Bridget are sorted. So As far as I'm concerned, it's a happy ending.
That's it, yeah. And that, everybody, for 3 weeks of your life, was R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet. Who'd have thought it would have gone on that long?
Can I just say to Emily, it's not a true story.
It is not true, no.